So what have you learned over these last few years about the birds?
Well, we started, the first tracking program was in 2016. And what we did learn, and the idea behind when Rob came to Newfoundland was to find out, do the birds fly from Newfoundland to down south? I think that was proven that by Virginia, when she made her route to the south, that the birds do fly over the Atlantic when they first are juveniles and making their first flights. Since then, a lot of the birds haven't made it back, and we don't actually have any tracked birds right now. There's a few banded birds in the area, but there's no actual tracked birds.
How long would these osprey typically live?
It all depends on some external factors. Gray-horned owls are a big predator to the osprey. And of course, our osprey, having to fly so far down south, will run into more tropical storms, hurricanes in their travels. So they could reach anywhere 5 to 10 years, I guess, is a good range. I know we've seen a few of the birds that we have tracked right now, they've been alive for 5 years. So
I guess when it comes to nesting and laying eggs for these newborn ospreys, how often are these successful?
They're successful a fair bit. What we've seen here at our nest, it's nature, so things happen with nature. We've seen probably one or two eggs make it to maturity and the juveniles being able to make it. I think 30-40% is usually typically the range of success. I guess the big external factor is, you know, weather, cold temperatures, and how good of a breeder you have at the nest. We do have a fair amount of fish in the area, so food is generally not the problem in Newfoundland, but the external factors do play a big role in the mortality of the offspring.
Now, this osprey cam itself, getting to monitor these birds when they are up in the nest, has become quite popular. Were you surprised by that?
No, not at all. Our sister companies have tried it, and they've seen great success. The big driver for us was having a higher profile on these osprey allows us to get more reporting from the general public, from our stakeholders. So it educates everyone about the osprey, and in turn it gives us a heads up that there may be a nest on our structure. It gives us the ability to go out there, protect the nest, and to make sure that our infrastructures are protected.
And is there maybe any other areas like this where we might see more kind of osprey or different bird cams?
We have thought about a second osprey cam in Newfoundland. Actually, we were the first in North America to have an osprey cam that had a tracked bird on it. Right now, I guess the biggest thing for watching the osprey is more about information and giving people the information. For us, osprey are one of our biggest impacts on our infrastructures because they do tend to build on our nests. Once the eggs are laid, then it gets pretty interesting. The mother will stay on the nest, the father will continue to bring food and give the mother a rest to stretch her legs and wings. And so when the birds hatch, it gets, I guess you see a lot more of the parenting and taking turns and protecting the birds to the point where they get large enough that they're able to fly from the nest. And generally the mother will fly away first and the father will stick around to help the birds learn how to, you know, to be natural hunters of fish and teach them those practices. So that usually happens around September. Between August and September is when they start to fledge, and when they start, you'll start seeing them flying around the nest, hovering above the nest. So it's truly amazing when they go through the life cycle, seeing them hatch from the eggs and be little chicks, little furry balls, and you know, they just want to eat, you know, and seeing the parents interact with the birds, you know, I think is actually amazing.
Yeah, and I would imagine when you're watching these young osprey try to, I guess, learn how to fly, really, it must be pretty entertaining.
They try to hover around a nest, so they'll practice hovering above the nest before they'll actually make the leap off the nest and try to fly away. And mom and dad will be close by, usually probably in a treetop nearby, watching them try to make that first leap. But when they get strong enough, they'll know when they're strong enough, and they'll generally just start jumping off the nest and just flying up and hopefully to make it back. Every now and then we've seen one grab onto the camera just to make sure that they don't fly away and make it down to the nest. But it is truly interesting to watch them, you know, try to get enough courage to make that final leap to soar away.
Fair to say this osprey cam, totally worth it?
Oh, it's definitely totally worth it. The amount of reports that we've had over the last number of years that you know, has shown at the general public that all of our stakeholders are interested. I mean, you know, without the wildlife and the local groups being able to help us get this camera in place, it's truly been an amazing experience for Newfoundland Power. And all of our employees have really latched on. And, you know, Bo and Hope, and we have a Lucky in another nest. So, you know, they've kind of created a life of their own in the birding community. Right now we have Bo and Hope on this nest here, and Lucky, who was one of the original breeders that we tracked back in 2016. He was on a nest in Aberdeen. Now it doesn't look like he's showing back up, but over the years we've had Leaf, we've had Virginia, we've had Trapassi, you know, so they all tend to pick up names during I guess the bird watching and that community of bird watchers. So I guess the biggest thing for us is, you know, continue to watch the webcam. If you do see a nest on one of our structures, please call our customer relations and report it. It is very important for us to get there as soon as we can so we can get a stand in place to protect the bird, protect our infrastructure, and make sure that you know, the biodiversity of the environment is kept sustained.